Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, this is Sergio, and I am here with the executive director of the Bend Film Festival, Giancarlo Gatto. Hey.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me, Sergio.
Yeah. Thank you for coming by, and you got a big event coming up, right?
A little bit, yeah. We got the 22nd annual Bend Film Festival coming up October 8th through the 12th.
Got you. And there's a bunch of events around it and even within it that are not only revolving around film, but like for the event, right?
Yeah. We've a couple changes this year. We're actually extending the festival a day. So a lot of the feedback was that people wanted more or more time to see films, fix their schedule, figure it all out, take in the scenes of Bend as well during the fest. So we extended the festival a day. So we're actually starting on a Wednesday this year instead of Thursday as we typically do. So that's really fun and opens up the schedule a bit more. And then last year we had our first inaugural Bend Film Base Camp, which is a filmmaker retreat. It's a four-day all-inclusive filmmaking retreat. We hold that at Caldera Arts Center. It was a really great experience last year and really big success that we were super proud of. But one of the things that we thought was really cool about it was the pitch competition. So it ends basically the students go in cohorts with mentors for the 4 days. And then at the end of it, they're able to give their pitch to the panel of mentors, and the winner gets a $5,000 grant for their project. But it was just such a cool experience having them pitch their projects to the mentors and seeing these projects get connected into the industry. And we've seen some cool things come out of it. But it was such a cool experience to see the pitch competition. We thought it would be great to bring that into Bend and have that be a public-facing event. So on Wednesday during the day, we're going to have the pitch competition at OSU Cascades. Public can attend. It's a ticketed event. It's really cool. I encourage people to come out, check it out. It's really interesting process. So that'll be the kind of first thing that kicks us off on Wednesday. And then we opened the festival a few years ago with a shorts block, which people really loved. And so we're going to do what we're calling the shorts open at Regal on Wednesday. So it's a little bit of like a pre-opening night on Wednesday. And then we'll do our normal Thursday opening night festivities at the tower.
Got you. And then you also have like a block party coming up like with it as well to kind of, I guess you would consider it more of a mixer, right?
Yeah. So one of my whole things with the film festival is it takes place behind closed doors in these theaters, right? And I wanted to make it a little bit more visible. So get some curiosity going of, you know, what's going on? What's the film festival all about? So we're going to do a block party before opening night. That'll be Thursday. It's going to be in the courtyard next to the commons. And so we'll have music. We'll have some tabling. We'll have some photo opportunities, some drinks. And we'll kick off the festival with a block party.
Good. And what do you, you mentioned earlier off the air about the indigenous programs that you have going on through the Bend Film Festival. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah. One of the things we're really proud of is the work we've done with the indigenous communities, specifically with Warm Springs. And so we're continuing that work this year. We've got an exciting lineup of films that we've brought in for that program. And then one of the other things that we do is we expand the festival out into Madras and Warm Springs as part of that program. So we'll have screenings at the Madras Cinema 5 on Friday and Saturday. And then at the Madras Performing Arts Center on Sunday, we'll have a special screening. Actually, someone who's worked with us in developing that program over the years is local to Warm Springs. His name's Laurent Kachaya, and he did a film with OPB. It's really cool concept. It's a film about Sasquatch from an indigenous perspective. And so he's going to screen that at the Performing Arts Center in Madras. And there'll actually be a dance performance and a Q&A as part of that. So we're excited about that. And then also all of the Madras screenings are free to the public. And so you can reserve seats, but those screenings are free. So we encourage people, we really want to get people from Jefferson County and Warm Springs out to experience the festival as well.
Got you. And I made it out for the first time last year to the film festival. And I did notice that it's spread out to Madras. So there is opportunities to see movies in other places. And like, if you were to give any sort of kind of like quick, I would say tips, if you were going to go to the film festival for the very first time, what would you kind of let the listeners know about?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the first thing I would say is don't be intimidated by it being a film festival. You don't have to be an expert in film or a film buff to enjoy the film festival. I always tell people these are just movies, you know, like them, don't like them. They're just a movie to come have an experience and get a chance to interact with the filmmaker, hear their story. It's a really powerful experience. Hear some stories that need to be told from some of our documentary filmmakers. So yeah, I think the first thing is like, don't be intimidated. The best way to experience it is to get a pass, reserve, you know, build a schedule out. You can make a whole 4 days out of it, and it's awesome. But you can also just buy a couple tickets to a couple different screenings, and it doesn't have to be this entire, you know, week-long experience. You can just come to some of the screenings, come to some of the parties, and enjoy the festival that way. We think if you do that, you'll probably get a pass the next year and you'll be back. We want people to come out and experience as best we can. We also implemented student pricing this year to try and get some of our younger folks out to the festival and experience it that way. But I would say take a look at the guide that gets distributed out in the source, and you'll see those around town. That's got descriptions of the films. We're having a kickoff party at Dogwood at the Pine Shed on September 24th, where we'll be showing trailers for some of the festival films. And our director of programming, Celine Savinch, will be there to answer questions, talk about the films, give recommendations. You can tell her what you like. She can give you recommendations of what might be good to see. Some of the films on our website, a lot of them have trailers and synopses. So, you know, check those out. But I would say, you know, come see 2, 3, 4 films at least. Take some chances and see what you like.
I gotcha. And there is plenty of movies to watch. There is going to be over 100 films, right?
Yeah, over 100 films. We should have probably 60 to 70% of those films. We'll have filmmakers in attendance representing the films there to do Q&As afterwards. So, yeah.
So plenty of guests. And it sounds like just all in all a good event. And you said it starts on October 8th, right?
October 8th. Yep. Wednesday, October 8th through Sunday. And there's also parties, you know, there's an opening night party at the Capitol. There's a party at Bunk and Brew. We'll have a wrap party at Greg's Grill on Saturday after the award ceremony. So yeah, lots of ways to come out, experience the festival, and have some fun with us.
Got you. And if you already purchased your tickets, there is a specific place to pick them up, but is there a date or a time when to pick those up?
Passes, yeah. If you purchase a pass, you'll be able to pick up your passes the week of the festival at the Encore Room. That's in the alley behind the Tower Theater. And you can purchase passes and tickets online. Tickets are available starting September 12th to Bend Film members, and then they roll out to pass holders, and then finally the general public on the 19th. But definitely get in there to reserve your tickets early or reserve your seats if you have a pass, because a lot of the smaller venues like Tin Pan will fill up and sell out pretty quick.
You did mention the different theaters that you're going to be doing showings at, but is there's also like a good like local sponsorship community within that too, right? Like,
yeah, we couldn't do any of this without our sponsors, and pretty much every entity and organization involved is sponsoring in some way, shape, or form. So different venues are pretty spread out around town. We'll be at the Tower Theater. We'll be, of course, at the Tin Pan. We'll be at Open Space Event Studios. We'll be at the Regal, and we'll be at Volcanic Theater Pub. Yeah.
Plenty of local, I guess you would say, help. And it puts together a great film festival. Like I said, I went for the first time this last year, and I'm definitely excited for this year. So if anybody wanted to get any sort of information, there is a website to go to, right?
Yep, benfilm.org is the website. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That'll give you some up-to-date information even as the festival's going on. You know, sometimes there's just like buzz at the festival of this film was really great, we're getting a lot of response. So Instagram is a great way to keep in touch as things are happening at the festival. But yeah, for tickets, passes, benfilm.org. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, you have just heard from Giancarlo Gatto from the Ben Film Festival, and he is the executive director. And I just want to say thank you for coming by.
Yeah, love it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And anything else before we go? I know we mentioned the date, but what day does everything start?
October 8th, Wednesday, October 8th. Everything gets kicked off here in town.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for coming by. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully you are too. And yeah, appreciate you coming by.
Cool. Thank you, man.
All right.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.